Hare Krishna, everybody. Everyone have a good night's sleep. Not enough. Okay. So we'll make sure we don't fall asleep in the kirtan. This is the second day, the last day of the kirtan weekend. So we will try to make the most out of it. I have a little prayer here that I wanted to read to you. It's a prayer to the mind. It's very important when we do kirtan that we try to control the mind, that we don't let the mind wander. We always try to bring it back to where it's supposed to be, which is in the kirtan. So I have this. This is a little prayer that I wrote. It's a very, very simple prayer. It goes like this: My dear mind, I'm about to embark on a spiritual journey of chanting. Please allow me to concentrate. Please do not distract me. Let me be peaceful. Please do not tempt me with so many unwanted things. Please be a friend and help me in achieving my set goal. Dear mind, do not tell me to go to bed or walk around. Chastise me if I'm distracted and put me on the right track. So this is a small prayer to the mind to let us be peaceful while we chant. And this is from the Japa retreat. It's the first. Giriraj Maharaj said that in one of his classes, he said that, well, if we chant the first word of the mantra properly, Hare, then we're most likely to chant the other words nicely. So if we really concentrate on that first mantra. So I'm going to read the translation and explanation of the mantra from Gopal Guru. Gopal Guru is in fact a little boy. Hare, O Radha, please capture my inner heart and deliver me from bondage into your life. So we'll try for the next 45 minutes now to focus our mind on this explanation. One day, kirtan. O Radha, please capture my inner heart and deliver me from the bondage of material life.